How much do the spaces around us affect our moods, our behavior, our sense of well-being? Devotees of feng shui would argue more than we know. That's an ancient study that the West is only now beginning to understand, but Kavita A. Chibber is a practitioner of Vastu Shastra, an older system from India that's described as an Indian version of feng shui. She's in town to teach a workshop called Ancient Wisdom, Modern Solutions, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Kavita.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Could you give me kind of a working definition of Vastu?
The word Vastu actually means a dwelling.
Uh-huh.
And Shastra is the Vedic literature which gives you information on architectural space and design and the optimum way to balance the elements with your own life and to bring about the optimum results of abundance and prosperity.
It's very easy for a discussion like this to get into a very sort of airy-fairy, ephemeral language, but yes. you're really taking a kind of a science-based approach, aren't
yes.
you?
Vastu Shastra is actually very scientific, and the ancient spiritual masters from India actually studied astronomy, physics, geometry, the geomancy, Earth's vibratory rays, and then put it all together along with a study of Ayurveda and yoga to create the optimal space for the inhabitants of that space to fulfill their lives and to achieve their goals in the best possible way. The premise of Vastu Shastra is that our body is made of five elements, and so is the Earth's energy. So if we work in harmony with nature, we will benefit. And when we go against nature, we don't. In the old days, the structures were, built from natural ingredients. Now we have a lot of artificial, structures, things that we use to build a home or to build any kind of space.
Natural ingredients and ingredients from the area, right?
That's
so
correct.
That you would build from the mud around your
yes.
house, quite literally.
Yes. And there were also very clean, sleek lines. They were divided into different zones. And, they were very, very specific information on where, say, the master of the house would sleep and the reason for that, where the entrance of the house would be, what are the spaces that impact different areas of your body, and if there is any kind of energetic blockage, that will impact that area adversely.
And what are the things that block energy?
So the first thing is it's just the structure of the space. If it doesn't follow simple, sleek lines, there will be, pillars and any kind of objects, furniture that you place incorrectly that can stop the energy from flowing smoothly within the environment. In Vastu Shastra, the soil is really important, the kind of soil that you have, what are the structures around you. They take all that into account. And then they look at the area, the geographic area. And it's kind of interesting to note that, people who live in different geographical areas, their facial features kind of resemble, even if they're from different cultural or ethnic backgrounds. And the reason for that is that the soil does have an impact on the person's facial features as you go down, many generations later.
You mentioned elements that are very, very important in Vastu Shastra that are now don't get much attention. Has a lot of ancient wisdom been just abandoned for one reason or another?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Yes, it has. And I think, we really have to get back to the basics because it's very pertinent and it really holds true in every walk of life. Even if you look at the architectural structures of ancient times, whether it's the pyramids or it's the Taj Mahal, they were all constructed according to Vastu Shastra. And because there was an interaction in ancient civilizations between each other, and Emperor Ashoka from India was a renowned emperor, actually sent people to Southeast Asia and East Asia to teach them, how to live their lives well.
We had so this knowledge found its way to Egypt.
It found its way to Egypt. It found its way to ancient Greece. It found its way to China because that's where feng shui evolved.
Yeah.
Chinese monks came, to India, and then there were businessmen who came on the Silk Road. And so that's where they picked up the information, which was oral tradition, and then applied it to the geographical conditions of China. So old traditional feng shui has 50-60% of its principles based on Vastu. And the rest of it was fixed according to the geography of China. So, for example, according to the Indian Vastu Shastra, an east entrance or a north entrance is auspicious, but it's not so in China because, you know, from Mongolia, the winds and the sands come in. So there's so much more to discuss in it, but people are getting interested and they're getting back to it. And
well, let's hope we all benefit from it. And thanks very much for coming in and talking with
us. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Kavita A. Chibber is a practitioner of Vastu Shastra, an ancient system from India that's described as an Indian version of feng shui. She's offering a workshop called Ancient Wisdom, Modern Solutions next Saturday, April 4th at the Still and Moving Center in Honolulu. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.